When the wine gave out, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine." And Jesus said to her, "Woman, what concern is that to you and to me? My hour has not yet come." His mother said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." There are many ways of entering this first miracle story in John's Gospel and finding epiphany in it. For the narrator, it is the first of seven miraculous signs that Jesus performs in the Gospel, which point to his divine origin and nature, to his unique sonship in the Father who sent him, and to the salvation held out to all who come to believe in the Christ through these signs. We might travel into the text through any number of academic principles, history, science, literary metaphor, philosophy, etc., or through devotional prayer, contemplative prayer, spiritual or imaginative journeying. But this morning, let's look at it through the person of Mary, Jesus' mother, and let her lead us to epiphany in her son. It seems clear in the narrative that while Jesus doesn't feel the time is right yet for him to act in any profound or messianic context, Mary is certain that it is. The time is ripe, in fact. You can easily see the young man of Nazareth shrug when she intervenes. In fact, his phrase to her can be translated, "What do you want with me, woman?" How many mothers have received such response from their sons? Certainly my mum has many times. Ah, but this isn't a 2,000 years too late family therapy session. It is significant that it is Mary who recognizes the time. If it wasn't significant, the gospel writer wouldn't have mentioned it. He does mention it, and the narrative flows from it. So how does Mary know, and why is she bold enough to insist the miracle is done? Let's not forget, it wasn't socially appropriate or even acceptable for a woman to speak out in public, let alone take charge as she does. We don't have any argument that might have taken place between the lines of the gospel. But I think we have to go back to find the answers to these questions, back to another of the gospels, to the story of the angel and the Annunciation in Luke's Gospel. Now this is chapter 1, verse 28 in Luke's Gospel, and the King James Version has it like this: "And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women." And of course, this provides the basis to a famous prayer that many of us use. Well, the Gospel of Luke is written in Greek, but we can approximate the Aramaic that might lie beneath the words of the angel to Mary here, and also no doubt Mary would have spoken to Jesus in her native tongue, the Aramaic language. So the words of Gabriel might in Aramaic sound something like this: Wa'al lewatach malaka wa'ema la shlama iki melit taibuka maren amki barikta banasha. The word here for angel is malaka, messenger, counselor, advisor. It is related to mala, word or saying, and mela, which means the fullness or completion of something. It is mela that relates to the angel referring to Mary's grace. Grace in Aramaic is taibuta, whose roots are tuv and tav. It suggests a ripeness of being, a readiness to fulfill divine purpose for which one is intended or born. Full of grace, then, is melit taibuta, literally ready to fulfill one's purpose in life. The greeting of the angel, hail, is in Aramaic shlama, which points to the peace of original creation, shalom, the more familiar Hebrew. Or we touch this way of speaking in Welsh when we say to each other, tang nefedd. So shlama, the peace of original creation. The Lord is with thee, says the King James Version. Really, there isn't a word in Aramaic or Hebrew that corresponds with the English notion of Lord, with its medieval connotations of patriarchal and feudal power wielding. Maren is the most likely rendering here, and it means literally ray of divine light, connecting a person to the Creator, to the One Being, to Allah, to Yahweh, to I Am, to God. So the angel's message is not simply an announcement about what is going to happen, whether Mary likes it or not, but a revelation to her, an epiphany that God sees that she is ripe for God's purpose, that she is ready. Her soul is tuned to her divine being. She knows who she really is, and she is filled with the cosmic readiness and ripeness, that which is reality. Well, we're getting beyond language now. Anyway, Mary is tuned to her divine purpose, and this compels her at the wedding feast to speak up when the wine runs out. She does speak up, and for a moment she takes control. Social convention, politics, though she must live within their confines to a large extent, as we must. Mary recognizes, though, that these things are temporal. They will pass away. And in the face of divine consciousness, social convention and politics are just illusion. The limiting properties of water and wine, even in divine consciousness, are illusion too. Mary knows that Christ is the master of all illusion, and the time is now. Actually, it's always now, in which Christ shows for whoever has eyes to see what is real. And in seeing what is real, is saved. Always the time is now. Listen to the rain around this church and on the roof. People might complain about getting wet in the rain. Why? Listen. I can tell you that if You live in a dry climate for a while, whether it's hot or cold. Those of you who've not lived here all your lives and have done that, you know, you miss this rain. Without the rain, I don't think we would have Welsh singers singing the way that Welsh singers sing, and Irish musicians playing as they do. The rain is beautiful. God is in the rain. Having brought the moment to Christ and Christ to the moment, Mary is ready and willing to fade back into the soft focus background of the wedding feast as Christ takes center frame and does the miracle. And from this moment, his ministry will proceed. As we prepare now for the messianic banquet in the bread and the wine, the body and the blood, as we will take Holy Communion together in the Eucharist in a little while, let us take a moment to reconnect with our own ripeness and readiness for divine purpose in us. I listen to the rain. Remember who you are. And may we speak and act at the right time. And may we fade just like Mary in self as Christ comes into focus with the message on our lips, a message for us and through us, for the people in our lives. A message on our lips and in our hearts. Do whatever he tells you. Do whatever he tells you. Amen.